This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study based upon Luke chapter 2, verse 49 of genuine Christian commitment. Jesus said on that occasion, as he was still just a lad of 12, "Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Already we have made clear that to live the genuine Christian life, one must live a life of sacrifice, he must suffer, he must publish abroad the kingdom, he must love, and he must worship God correctly. Now, a matter that perhaps we ought to have talked about at the very first thing is that one must be born again. You can't live the Christian life unless you're a Christian, and you can't be a Christian unless you are born again. Jesus said, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." To be born of water and the Spirit is to be baptized, to be immersed in water, unto the remission of sins as a means appointed by the Holy Spirit for the new birth, that is, to be born again by the saving power of the blood of Christ. But one is not saved by the blood of Christ until he is immersed in water, as the Bible plainly teaches. In Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, Paul says, "Or know ye not that so many as us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death?" That is, to be baptized into his death is to enter that spiritual realm where one becomes a beneficiary of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Then he goes on, "For we were buried with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." Now, to be born again is to rise from the dead, and that occurs when we are baptized in obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are raised out of the grave of water, which is baptism. A person must become dead to sin, dead to the love and practice of sin. He then is a fit subject to be buried in the grave, not of fire that we all deserve, but the grave of water, which is baptism, in order that we might be saved by his blood. Having then been buried in that grave, we are then raised from the grave to walk in newness of life. And Paul makes clear that our being baptized is like the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Just as Jesus died on the cross and then was buried, he then was raised from the dead. So we die to the love and practice of sin. We then are buried in the grave of baptism, and then are raised out of that grave to walk in newness of life. So one does not walk in newness of life before and without being baptized in obedience to Jesus Christ. But after we are baptized, or when we are baptized, we rise out of that grave to walk in newness of life. And that's saying exactly the same thing that Jesus said in John 3:5, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." To be born of water and the Spirit is to be baptized as a means appointed by the Holy Spirit in his word, as a means of our being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we find the Apostle Paul saying in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, "So then you're all sons of God through faith in Christ. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." Notice that one becomes a son of God by means of the faith, that is, by means of the gospel, in Christ Jesus. So long as you're out of Christ, you're not a son of God, but a son of the devil. But one becomes a son of God by means of the faith when he is baptized into Christ, and then and not until then he is clothed with Christ or puts on Christ. And so we can see the very great importance of our obeying the Lord and being baptized. You must be born again. The Apostle Paul, even though he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and repented of his sins on the road to Damascus, did not have his sins washed away until he was baptized in accordance with the instructions of Christ, as we read in Acts chapter 22, verse 16. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow. And until then, may God bless and keep you is my very sincere prayer.